again, this is Michael Woodson, Chair of the National Technology Committee, and I'm calling to order our meeting on September the 19th, 2007. And I would ask Rob Robinson to take roll.
Okay, Michael Woodson.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alejandro Rivera. David Adelson. Ali Lexa, Fernando Valenzuela, Velasquez, beg your pardon, Henry Knorr,
here,
Mary Berg,
present,
Sherry Gendelman, Barger Kilgour, Lisa Davis,
here,
Andrea Fishman,
here,
Rob Robinson,
present,
Ann Hislop,
here,
Michelle Smith, Rip Robbins, and John, and okay, we have a quorum, Mr. Chair. Are John Almella and Pete Caracas with us?
Present.
Present.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Well, the first order of business is to approve the agenda, and I sent out an agenda with, I think, two pressing matters. One has to do with the cost of streaming and the condition that is John finds himself in as he tries to provide that service. And the second issue has to do with the motion that we passed last meeting and where it sits. Does anyone have something else?
No, I move we would approve the agenda.
Are we going to discuss some of the issues of the last meeting that we are allowed to discuss online? I mean, on stream.
If it came up during the staff report, John or Pete's report, maybe that is appropriate. When they pause, they can take questions and we can fit those things up in at that point. How does that sound, Andrea?
Okay. I also have some questions about the job descriptions and the stuff like that. Nothing about anything proprietary, you know, personnel.
Job descriptions
sure,
come under personnel.
That's okay. Okay. Thank you.
Do you want to put that? Do you want to discuss that during the staff report, or do you want to make that another item? The last item.
Well, if it's whichever, wherever it fits, I'm not sure what they're going to say in the staff report.
You cannot talk about job descriptions in open
circuits. There's certain things that I think we need to discuss that are not, you know, private matters.
All right.
We could discuss
that. Let's put it under new business. And if it doesn't come up during the staff reports, then we'll pause for new business after. The old business is complete.
Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Fair enough.
Yes,
I can hear.
You can't talk about job descriptions or not. I don't think that they're appropriate for open session.
I certainly think they are, the matters that I'm bringing up. And I don't think that they should be excluded until you know for sure whether there's a problem. I'm not indiscreet.
Okay. Well, let's cross that bridge when we get there. Certainly talking about... job descriptions in generic is acceptable, but John, can we cross that? Can we bring that up when the issue surfaces?
Sure.
I can hardly hear you, John.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Mary Berg, can we? What is the time for this? Some of us have time constraints.
Options to mute your line. Press 1 to hear the number of callers. Press 3 to return to the conference. Press star. Returning to conference.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, some of us have time constraints. I was one, but I heard a couple of other people. So what is the time? There were a couple of things that are really important. Can we try to set those? Somehow can we make sure we get what is needed done before some of us have to leave? I don't know what the constraints of everybody are. I should really have been off by 6:30, but 7, I could stretch it to 7, but I can't go longer.
Okay, I think we're ready to let into it right now. So let me turn it over to John and let John explain his, I guess, predicament with regards to streaming meetings for Pacifica.
Do you want me to do this separate from my report? Because it's actually
soft.
Part of my report.
I can hardly hear you at all.
John,
I've got it cranked up.
What is it?
Wait a minute, please.
Turn your volume up or something.
It's hard to hear you, John.
Is that better?
No. A little bit, but not much.
How's that? Now I'm distorting everything.
Yeah, why don't you just cut to the chase, talk about the streaming, and then we can get a group thinking going on here.
I'm looking for it in my report.
Mr. Chair, can I just ask for some clarification here?
Oh,
while we're
looking
for John to come more fully into audio, is he providing us with a report or is he providing us with a motion now?
Well, I think we have to make the motion. He's going to tell us, if I understand correctly, Pacifica is facing a cost dilemma, and we have to choose, John, are you ready to go?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, if you could speak loudly, that would help us.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick up the phone, because this isn't working today. I don't know why. If you could just wait a minute.
You could just pick up the phone.
And then I'll sort of, as I talk to John this week, I'll sort of tell the committee what's happening. It's, you know, John is streaming about 22 meetings a month.
No, it's actually more than that.
Okay, now.
Okay, you sound great.
Okay, I've spent in the last 3 months an average of 57.5 hours a month streaming 50 PNB and PNB committee meetings. Although this work is not specified as part of my job duties, I have fulfilled this function for the last 12 months, in addition to performing my full-time duties as the National Technical Director. I can no longer stream these meetings. The time I am spending on streaming takes away from the time I need to put toward developing the network's technical infrastructure. Moreover, the many meetings interfere with my personal time, expanding my workday beyond what is reasonable for one worker.
Now we hear the ocean.
Hello, John, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Well, keep talking. Okay. We could hear you over now that you're a good volume.
Okay. Did you hear it before?
Yes.
You could no longer do this and perform your work. Moreover, it's cutting into your personal
right.
or something like that, and then you stop.
Right. Well, that was basically it. That is basically my...
You wrote that out. Could you send it out?
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, the thing that I guess maybe I should let other people talk. I'm the chair. I see myself as a facilitator of people's thoughts. But to me, I would ask, well, why doesn't Greg or the ED or the ED to be, you know, look into this? But this is really a governance question, as much as a workload question or whatever. So I really think that it's a PNB issue, especially since the PNB is receiving the services, and I would remind the committee that the PNB is not required, but is strongly advised to stream all of these meetings. And to me, it's just a matter of priority, and I love the idea of this, of giving access to everybody. But, you know, when we have fought hard to get a larger presence on the Democracy Now! Website, and our web site is not ready for the new traffic that we're supposed to receive from that, and we've got somebody working, 50 hours a month streaming meetings that a handful of people listen to. We're just not setting our priorities, and we're not serving the public. So I think that's kind of what I'm thinking. And
Mary Berg here.
Go ahead, Mary.
I think. What is the remedy? What remedies are possible? I don't want to spend time discussing who should be doing it because I think I would like to move ahead to what can be done. And if it were what curious, what are you looking for? If you had more money, more time, or something,
I think somebody else should be doing the streaming or the recording. If we have, excuse me, I'm sick. So,
okay, somebody else. To do it, you say, or...
Yeah, or, I mean, they could have it recorded by Ring 2, except that Ring 2 doesn't have their act together. They can't meet our standards at present. Mm. I've been working with them. The other problem is that if a committee goes into executive session and they don't hang up and go into another phone number, that may get posted by mistake.
Okay,
because whoever's uploading, and that actually, the sample they gave us actually had an executive session on it.
Okay, so that's not a good option. So what other options are there? What other remedies are there?
Is Ring 2 the system we're using right now?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
It's not going to be Dr. Mary.
Beg your pardon?
This is Lisa. Can I be on the staff after Mary? I have a quick question.
And this is Vajra. I just got on the call.
Oh, hi,
Vajra. Hi.
Hey, I need to let you know, too, that this is Alfonso Rivera, KPFB. I'm signing in.
Hello.
For this meeting.
Welcome, y'all. Okay, Lisa.
I just sent my statement.
I was asking what other solutions or remedies before we move on.
My suggestion is that we hire a consultant, basically, to do the streaming.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you mean on a? I'm sorry. This is Bajan. You mean as a part-time person?
As a consultant to take over the streaming responsibilities, which are not part of my job. Duties.
Is there a person you have in mind? Is there someone that we have for this?
I don't have a person in mind right now. There was a position for interim streamer, and we were taking applications when this full-time position came up. When this was discussed, we discussed this with Greg and Lonnie, but nothing seems to be being done about it.
Are you saying a full-time consultant?
It's not going to be a full-time. It's not a full-time position. It's about a quarter-time position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a stock, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Are you finished, Mary?
Yeah. That's. I just wanted to know what we can do. So that's the option we could look at.
Okay. I think Andrea and Lisa were next. I'm not sure in which order.
I think I was.
Lisa, go ahead.
John, well, first of all, I just again want to thank you for all the time you put in and a lot of tremendous work. I know it's not easy. But I just want to ask you real quick, because you said something like if a person doesn't hang up from executive session and get a new number, they might get posted anyway. Does that mean it goes out on the stream anyway? Or?
No. If Ring 2 records it, they won't be streaming it. They'll just be recording the audio file. Excuse me. And they will, and somebody will have to cut it apart and post it to a site for people to listen to the audio. And it's, the problem is if you're not listening to the committee meeting, if you're just cutting apart the audio, an executive session sounds like any other session to the person. So unless they actually listen to the 2 or 3 hours of the meeting, which means that they're going to spend the same amount of time as if they were streaming it, they won't know that there's an executive session, and they'll chop it up and put it up there and find out later that they've posted publicly an executive session.
Okay, and then my next question is, I know you recommended a consultant, and I just didn't know if that was because I didn't know if there might be people already working for Pacifica in-house that might be able to do that, to stream or something like that.
Well, you got to realize that in the last 3 months, there were 57.5 hours per month. finding somebody or people that are going to want to do this as part of their responsibilities or even as volunteers is going to be difficult. Plus it needs certain hardware, software that's specific to this task. And most people are not going to have a Gentner hybrid sitting around.
So it's a high. Could we find what the equipment is so we can phrase something for a motion?
You need a computer to stream. You need a mixer. You're going to need some type of a telephone hybrid.
A mixer and a hybrid.
All right, then, Andrea?
I wanted to know what would be the difficulty in asking people to call back.
A question of calling back. It's
John,
a question.
John said that, you know, in order to start transform the meeting from executive session to a regular session, people would have to call another number and start again.
Right. But it doesn't always.
I want to know what the problems are.
Well, I think we would have to have more call-in numbers, which would increase the expense.
Why would it increase the expense?
Because I think that we have to pay for each one. I don't know. But if they decide that they aren't, if they decide that they're not going to call in because they're not being streamed, as was the case in the. In the example that was posted, since I was recording it and streaming it, and I logged off, so they thought they were in executive session, and they continued, not realizing it was being recorded by Ring 2.
I'm sorry, John, I don't understand. If people, you're saying that the problem is, and you're not absolutely certain, but you think that to get an extra call-in number would cost more money.
Yes, I think so.
But if you did get an extra call-in number, if we could afford it, or if there isn't a prohibitive charge, people wouldn't call in?
No, that's not the problem. The problem is that most people have one code for their committee. There are very few committees that have a separate number for executive session.
Well, the PNB does.
Yeah, the PNB does. But most of the PNB committees don't.
But that could be arranged, presumably.
That could be arranged, but still, somebody's going to have to cut up these files and upload them. It's not like an automated process.
Okay. Any other?
This is Bill.
Ideas? Bill.
Well, yeah. I'm wondering. Streaming is one issue, and then. Recording it and archiving it and uploading it is another.
Well, if you're streaming it, you're recording and uploading
it. Right. Well, I'm wondering if we could live without streaming and if we could somehow deal with the, you know, get the archiving done so it doesn't require an additional person to sit there full time who's not already on the committee. I'm thinking if we could get one committee person for each committee to do whatever it takes, even if we have to get that person some extra equipment,
it would
might be less expensive than hiring somebody. A consultant to sit in and listen to all the committee meetings.
You'd have to have the equipment for each committee of PNB.
Well, I realize that, but
Rob,
it might be less expensive.
Rob, what do the bylaws say about streaming meetings?
The bylaw, I don't know what the exact wording is, and I can check it in a minute, but it's very clear that the intention of the bylaws is that the regular meetings be streamed, unless they're in executive session, in which case they can't be.
So
simply recording the meetings is not going to be in conformance with the bylaws.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Rob?
Yeah, the bylaws make it clear that the intention is that regular meetings of the committees of the board shall be webcast.
It says make every effort, right?
I will have to go to the bylaws and look, but it's clear that the intention is that the PNB committee meetings be streamed.
Yes.
If we make a decision not to do that, we're likely to be at loggerheads with our listeners about the interpretation of the bylaws,
there's
which
some
I don't think is what we want to do.
Serious interference on the phone. Could you move your phone?
I can still hear what he's saying.
It's very hard.
Well, I know, but we can do it. So let's just try to listen.
Hoover's in a noisy area. Can you pound one?
Option. To mute your line, press 1. To hear the number of callers, press 3. To return to the conference, press star.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Press. Returning to conference.
Mary Berg, I have some more questions.
Were you finished, Rob? I'm sorry, Mary. Rob?
Well, for now, yeah. My point is, I will go look for the section of the bylaws, but it's fairly clear that the bylaws intend that the regular meetings be streamed. The executive session of committee meetings don't need to be streamed, but I think we're going to be in conflict with our membership if we recommend that they simply be recorded. That's my point, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Okay, Mary?
Well, yeah, it's been the will of the... If it isn't explicit, it certainly was the will of the bylaws writers. It's been the will of the PNB and of all the LSBs and the people to do the streaming. So I don't think we should try to see if we can get out of that. Let's just figure how to do it. Now, the costs that... there's an unknown cost. Before we can really finalize this, it seems to me we're going to have to find out what is the cost of an additional number for a code for executive session. That ought to be a simple question. What do they charge per code? Somebody must know.
It won't. Right. I don't know.
Well, we need to find it out. I doubt if it's exorbitant, though it certainly seems as if Dave Adelson would know this in a minute because he sets these up, so I'm sure he'd know if there's an extra cost and what approximately it is. I personally don't imagine it would be that high. I think we could certainly say we could do an extra call in the hang up and call back for executive session. I'm sure that would not be that much of an issue. I just have that feeling. But that whole conversation, if I'm not mistaken, had to do with Ring 2 doing it, and the series said they don't have their act together to do it anyway. So,
well, they can record it, but the quality of the recording...
Record it, but we're talking about streaming it.
Right, they can't stream it.
Well, if they can't...
They've already told us they can't stream it.
Okay, well, the streaming is what takes... They could record it. So you need a hybrid and the mixer to do the recording. I don't know what additional you need to do the streaming. To my knowledge, you would just need that...
An internet connection.
Put it up there. Is that right? Is there a cost to that?
To which?
To doing streaming. Is there any equipment additional that is needed to do streaming?
You need a mixer. You're probably going to use headphones, or you're going to hook it up to your stereo. You would need a Gentner, which is not cheap.
That's the hybrid.
Right.
But that's for recording it.
No, that's for streaming it.
Kind of going back and forth, solving a problem that I don't even think that is the committee's problem.
I think we do have to solve the problem before we make a motion. If the thing is to hire somebody, that doesn't solve the problems because we also, if we hired somebody tomorrow, they wouldn't be equipped to do it. So we need to define, in order to make a motion, which I'm trying to do here, maybe others are too, we need to know what exactly is needed. We need to hire somebody as a quarter-time position. It was 3 months for 57 hours, so that's 20 hours a month. That's to do the recording. And I need...
No. It wasn't. It was 3 months. It was 57 and a half hours a month.
So I'm rounding it off, so I'm calling that...
No, you're saying 20 hours a month.
Oh, I see. So it's approximately 60 hours a month.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's still a quarter-time position. So what else do we need if we need this person to do this many hours? They need to have a mixer and a hybrid. What else do we need to specify in this motion so that we could put it forth and then something could happen? This doesn't seem to be that big a deal. We just have to specify what's needed.
Can I get on this back again, please?
John, you want to answer Mary's question?
Yeah, you need an internet connection.
Okay.
You can't do it without a broadband internet connection.
Okay, so
DSL. And the necessary expertise to be able to do this.
Okay, Pete, you're on the back, I believe. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, John, are there companies that do this? I mean,
yeah, but they would be very expensive, I am sure.
Expensive than a consultant.
Yep.
Okay.
Just a person. There's lots of people.
Okay. Stay in order, please. Who wants to be on the...
This is Vajra. I can just read the sentence about the bylaws requirements. I've got it in front of me.
Hey, do you mind if she does that real quickly?
Go ahead, please.
Okay, Vajra.
The board shall make reasonable efforts to broadcast or webcast all its public meetings and committee meetings, whether such meetings are in person or telephonic.
All right, Pete, go ahead.
Well, on that note, then I'll say, I mean, John has gone well beyond reasonable efforts to do every meeting virtually, him and Otis and whomever. And so this is, it's almost like two full-time jobs at the end of the day. I wanted to just add one thing. The requirements of this person, it's not just the hours of the meeting time. One other task that really should be added to this person that we're talking about should be posting the, not just uploading the files, but also posting them on a website with the proper links.
Right.
Which
as well as
right now Otis does.
Right.
You know, so the issue is when Pacifica Foundation first started working last year, I walked through the site with Teresa, and she commented about, she was the secretary at the time, and commented about how much additional work this is. And I responded that really all this is work that Otis or someone else is doing now that is not really being seen by the board. And I think, you know, the board and the organization needs to realize that all this stuff is happening almost invisibly, but it's really taking a lot of effort. Not just being present at the meetings, ensuring but it's also making sure that those files are available for people to access on demand afterwards, which takes a lot of time, cumulatively. That's it.
Okay. Can some of the other members weighed in? I think you understand. I'd like to get people's general sense of what we should do, including, you know, solving the problem tonight.
One other question.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Does anybody have any idea of a nuts and bolts figure in terms of how much it would cost? And this would be including whatever equipment might be needed, how much it would cost for a part-time consultant or somebody to work quarter-time doing this?
It would probably be, I don't know about the equipment, because a new hybrid would probably be at least $1,000, possibly more.
How much did you say, please?
About $1,000 or more for a new, it's not only, Gentner doesn't make them anymore. I think they're made by Telos. We're probably talking about $1,000 a month for this service.
And that's including the consult, the labor?
That's including the labor, yeah, not including the hardware.
Okay, it's about $1,000 a month for the labor.
Mary, go ahead.
I'm trying to draft up a motion.
I have another alternative, but
there's interference again.
Could you repeat what you said? Another alternative?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to flesh out this further, but I just want to I'm curious for John's feedback on this and also the general feedback. But John, what do you think the feasibility would be of having a set of volunteers, maybe one from every sister station, to collectively do this so it wouldn't all fall on one person's shoulders, and it could be something that you know, we could use if there are, you know, interns or people we're training to do training on streaming and training on audio editing, et cetera. Is this something that's feasible, you think?
It's possible. The problem with it is that if somebody doesn't show up, your meeting won't be recorded and won't be streamed. There'll be no record of the meeting.
Gotcha.
Okay, I have...
I mean, I've been doing this now for, I'd say, about 5 years. I did it... I was doing this with Otis from before the... right after the settlement, before the bylaws were actually passed.
So, I mean, let's say we set up a system where we have two people for every meeting, one to do X and one to do a Y recording, a high and a low quality or something like that, basically for redundancy. You think that could be something that could be pulled off? The training... personnel.
It's possible, except that if they don't show up or if they don't do a good job, you don't have a recording.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, I have a motion here that I was going to try to put forth, Mr. Chair.
Let me get Henry to go and then Mary, if you don't mind. Go ahead, Henry.
I'm sorry, what do you want from me?
No, who asked?
That was me. That was Rob.
Rob.
Okay. What John is saying is that, number one, this is really a requirement of the bylaws, that currently he spent there in excess of 17 meetings a month that are totaling nearly 60 hours of his time. So effectively, this is compulsory unpaid compensation from him. What John is asking is that the cost for this, is that the function of this be shifted to someone else, that John will continue to supervise that the work gets done so that the uploading is done appropriately, but that someone else actually perform the functions of recording the meetings,
streaming and recording,
and uploading the information and supplying the links, but that the charges then are billed back to the PNB. Since this is a governance function, this is not part of his duties as the National Technical Director. So it seems to me that the fundamental aspects of any motion have to do with the fact that someone else will be responsible for streaming, uploading the information under John's supervision, and that the cost of that will be borne under the budget of the PNB, not as a part of the duties of the National Technical Director or whatever budget line in the National Office that appears in.
Okay.
All right, Mary, go ahead.
Well, that's essentially what I had thought anyway. So my motion draft at this moment would be that we move the Pacifica hire a quarter-time person to be responsible for the recording and streaming of the PNB meetings, both full and committee. We could add under the supervision of John O'Mela. I didn't put that. We can add that.
National Technical Director.
Pardon me?
The National Technical Director is probably
the
more appropriate.
The supervision of the National Technical Director. Okay.
May I be on the step?
Wait, can I finish reading the motion?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not at all. I'm sorry.
Okay. This individual must have access to... now, what channel? How many channels do they need in this mixer?
Okay.
Well, we'll add that. How many channels? All right. To a specified channel mixer and a hybrid. Dentner or equivalent, as well as broadband internet, connection, and must have the skills to perform the work. That's essentially the draft I've got right now. How many channels for the mixer?
Well, you need at least two.
That's what I thought, but two would be enough, wouldn't it? You want to say three?
No, you could probably do it with two if it's a stereo mixer.
Yeah, okay, we'll say two channels stereo.
We're getting into the minutiae.
Well, this is the motion. But this part of the motion, this is what this person needs to be able to have or have access to, so it means that if we need to purchase it, that's included in the motion unless the person has that equipment.
Well, they're going to need a computer also.
They don't need anything. Two-channel
stereo.
Go ahead, Mary, finish it off. Go ahead.
They're going to need a computer. That's assumed.
Okay, Andrea.
I just want to point out that it's about 15 hours a week of recording, which is closer to half time. And then there's the and it doesn't include the uploading and posting and so on. So I think asking for quarter time is not enough. And
I actually in those figures I actually added that in.
So
some prep time and some post time, yeah.
That includes the stuff that Odie does. Uploading,
thinking of this, you had said quarter time.
Is there any discussion from the committee?
This is Bill.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Bill.
Rip Robbins here.
Who first?
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I'd like to talk to John and Pete just offline and we get some ideas, because I'm interested in seeing if we could figure out a way of getting necessary equipment for several people spread around between the different committees so that at least one person on each committee and hopefully two, so we'd have a backup, would have equipment to at least record, maybe not stream, but at least record all the meetings. And I'm assuming it would take only a fraction of the time to get it uploaded, the right links added, if we could get somebody to record it and convert it to MP3. Is that correct? I think it will cost a lot less in the long run than paying for somebody to sit in and listen to every meeting and record it.
Can I get on the staff again?
Okay. And I'll, Bill, if you finish, I'll call on Rip, and whoever's got the chatter in the background, you go ahead and pound one it. Hey, Rip.
Well, I guess to find out how the also how the burden's affecting an employee, I'd like for John to just quickly answer whether these are regular hours and does he have any actual prescribed weekend to his work week. John, just
not really. There have been meetings on Saturdays. There have been meetings on Sundays. I usually start my work day around 10 a.m., possibly earlier if need be, and sometimes it goes on till 2 a.m.
Right. So
like
you
like
have
2:30 on
in a 5-hour day.
That's correct.
And then the other comment I had about the motion. Doesn't all this equipment reside at each of the stations so that if a station employee was working for the national office, couldn't they do this from a studio at a radio station?
They may be able to use one of their studios, but I don't know if they can separate their phone system like that. Most of our stations won't be able to accommodate this as an extra... I think as an extra duty without it being a problem for people that are doing production at the stations.
Okay, so it could just conflict with the schedule at production studio.
That's correct.
But would they have the equipment? Is it required to have a digital line or analog telephone line?
It's usually an analog telephone line, but they may have hybrids, but I don't know how they're set up at the different stations, whether they would be able to, some of them they can separate it out from their phone lines, but they're going to take up a studio, and most of our stations don't have an extra studio that lies dormant all the time. Or at least at night.
The only follow-up would be that if this was a function of the national office, they did have to purchase its own equipment. I don't think it requires a completely enclosed studio and an operator.
That's probably true. That's true.
It's John's doing that national office could house this equipment. It wouldn't have to be in anyone's personal home, and it could be an employee supervised by the national office. So I don't know how that affects Mary's motion, but those are my comments.
I didn't say about a studio.
But they're going to need a computer. They're going to need a computer to stream. That's the one thing that's assumed.
Oh, yeah, right, of course. Yeah, that was.
Okay, let's keep some order here.
Do we need to add that? It says internet, a broadband internet connection.
Right, and we're usually streaming to two different sites.
What?
We're usually streaming to two different sites. We stream to both a Pacifica site and one of the KPFTX sites.
Okay, I appreciate the working group here, but Lisa was on the stack, so I'm going to try to keep some order. And whoever's got their phone on with the background noise is really making it difficult. Okay, Lisa.
I thought I forgot what I was going to say, but just a little bit with the suggestion, and I don't object to people, of course, looking into this, but just one thing I see, if it's a committee member doing that, is that the committee changes frequently every year. So you might not even get the same people elected back.
I'm sorry, Lisa, could you repeat what you said? It's hard to hear what you're saying.
Oh, no, I just said, I heard somebody, and I'm not, against people looking into this, but I know there was, I thought some suggestions made about members of each committee, being in charge of the screening, and I was just reminding people that the committee members change frequently, just about yearly, so on.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we did, let's say one person said, okay, I'll do it, but there's no guarantee that that person would even be back on the committee the following year. That was just one thing about that kind of thing. Right. And also, John, just one other, I know you said it would be a lot more expensive to have, you know, like an outside company do it, and I'm not at all against the consultant idea. But I was just wondering, you have roughly idea, any idea how they would charge, how much that would
be? They would charge by the hour. Mm-hmm. You know, the consultant is kind of on, I guess, retainer or something like that. And if you're... If you're using a company, you know, you're going to have to pay the company to do it. Plus, you know, it's not going to be the usual Pacifica wages.
Yeah, and they'll charge for the use of the equipment, and then they add a markup to the full wages to the person. So it's much more money.
All right, where are we here then?
I'm just drafting up this motion to be sending it out to people.
Can I just confirm, Michael, can I be on the stack for a second?
Andrea.
Thanks. John, did you say you included the work of uploading it that Odie does?
No, I upload the files. Otis links the files, and no, I did not include that work because I don't know exactly. I can't put a, you know, it would probably be a half an hour per, let's say a half an hour. I mean, you can't really...
Half an hour per meeting?
Well, if you're doing something else, you get, it's if that's the only thing you're going to do, it would take, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it takes to change the actual web page. So I can't speak about putting the time, but it would be per... You know, basically per meeting.
So it sounds like about 2 hours more a week. So I think we should say half time. I think if we're going to write this motion, we should say half time because it sounds like it's more like 20 hours than 15.
Or he was saying 60 hours a month.
Right, but that's 15
so that's...
hours a week, which is all not including.
Well, then.
So I would just say half time to make sure we get enough, get what we need.
Well, he was saying he thinks it's $1,000. Let's figure what it
Mary.
Is. Let's put it in.
Mary, could you ask to be recognized or something?
Sorry, I just... I'd like John to comment on that. He said $1,000.
Yeah, because this already... This was discussed with Greg as a proposal. And that's the amount that we discussed.
Mr. Chair,
Rob, I think.
Yeah. I want to try to clarify. Right now, we are not having a problem with the quality of the work or with the fact that the work is getting done. All John is asking is that the national office hire somebody else to perform these functions.
Right.
He will continue to supervise them so that they work well. And then he's suggesting that the pay for this come be billed to the funds that are allocated for the Pacifica National Board. If we get into stipulating that each committee hires someone, it's going to be a problem because then John may be supervising 9 people doing the work. So if we restrict our motion to the fact that someone be hired that continue to do the work as is working well now under John's supervision,
right,
and that the P&B pay for it, it seems to me that it's relatively simple. But if we start adding a lot of other stipulations,
right,
it makes it harder for the executive to make the decision efficiently and let it work through John so that it's being done effectively as it's being done now. The problem now is just that John can't do the job he was hired to do because he's spending so much time screening meetings. All he's really asking is that A, we hire someone, that someone be hired, and B, that the PNB pay for that work.
I don't know how the person who's got the radio on in the background can't hear that.
Maybe it's, I don't know what it is.
I think it's someone who put the phone down and walked away or something.
Someone's at a public event of some kind or something like that.
Maybe we should dial back in.
Okay. Mary Berg, can I read what I'm going to send out before I send it in case somebody wants to change something? This is is my motion, that Pacifica hire a quarter-time person to be responsible for the recording and streaming of PNB meetings, parenthesis, both full and committee, under the supervision of the National Technical Director. The person must have access to a hybrid module, Detner or equivalent, and at least a two-channel stereo mixer, as well as a computer with broadband internet connection, and must have the necessary skills to perform the work. I added, cost for labor has been estimated, and I'll say, by the National Technical Director at approximately $1,000 per month.
All right. Now we can discuss Mary's motion.
So I'll send that out.
I don't think it needs a second. Is that
no.
City level?
Well, does anyone want to change? Does anyone have
change
any?
Change for it.
Pacifica Foundation, the Pacifica Hire.
Is it out of what budget
Pacifica
line?
Hire. It might be out of, okay, let's specify that. Where do we want to hire it out of? I would have thought the national office, or to be billed to the five stations equally, whichever, as an expense of governance. But does anyone have a better idea?
Yeah, the Pacifica National Board. It's a Pacifica Board function. And the Pacifica Board has money allocated in the budget.
So you want me to say that the Pacifica National Board hire the person?
No. No,
okay.
It's charged to the funds allocated for the Pacifica National Board.
Okay.
We're not doing the hiring. That's being taken care of by the executive.
Michael?
Andrea?
I'm sorry. I don't understand why you still put it at quarter time.
Well, because this is what John said. It's not for us to say. It's for him to say.
Why don't you specify it as part-time and allow it to be a little bit vague?
Okay. No, that's a good idea.
Because I put the cost, the estimated, down there. But
well, just
part-time.
Doing the math that John's told us would be 14 to 15 hours a week.
Right.
Well, 7.5 hours a month.
But he didn't include the other stuff of uploading.
Yeah, he did.
It's more than quarter-time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I put a part time, and I'm adding funds for this position shall be allocated to the Pacifica National Board budget. What?
Okay. Anybody want to be on the stack? I would like to make a comment.
I think I'd like to get back on the stack again.
Oh, go ahead.
No, somebody else. Somebody can go before me. I don't. I'll wait.
Bye. Okay, I would like to remind people that we will be sending this motion to the Finance Committee, who has to do a benefit to cost analysis, and I think we did the thinking that the person who is in charge of the hire would do with John. I think what we've been doing is by executive director would do if we came to the conclusion that, you know, we need to hire somebody to do this. I think we've got the problem that John is going to quit streaming, and I think we've got the problem that they're not going to hire somebody to do this because we don't have money. I mean, I can't say that for sure, but I can tell you we'll be back on the phone next month with this problem because it wasn't funded. And so with those eventualities, I don't mind, the committee vote for it. I mean, I can see the sense of it maybe, but I think those are the realities. And I do think that it's a governance problem ultimately.
What do you
mean? In my opinion, this is our problem because the technology is not getting done that we need to get done, and this is prohibiting it. How this problem gets solved would be governance problem, because we are not mandated to stream. It is encouraged. What John is telling us is it's not reasonable to do this anymore. Now, I'm not going to do it. So, it's beyond this committee's scope and even its purpose to make this governance thing happen. We'd like to support it. But, in my opinion, it's not our job. The governance has a problem in that we can't stream anymore. Should we podcast? Or, I mean, not, podcast, but allow people to download it or whatever they need to do now. What John is telling us is to get it done because, you know, I've got too much of a burden for me to do this. So, you know, we can send this on and we can even hope that it goes through, but those are my comments. And I would just say that John's time could be used to get our digital distribution totally up and running, because we have fought for a larger and a more prominent position on the Democracy Now! Webpage. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of people clicking on Cisco, and by God, it's this committee's job to make sure that we are totally functioning. So when someone types in Mejia, everything we have on Camilo goes to them when they want it, as they want it. Anyway, so that's my thing.
Okay. Mary Berg, can I say something to that?
I think, who was next? So was Lisa?
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa.
I think that we should at least, you know, make a